As Jack Butland dived one way and Daizen Maeda's penalty rolled the other, the Celtic end of Hampden Park erupted. After an exciting 3-3 draw with Rangers, the boys had won 5-4 on penalties to bring the League Cup back to Celtic Park. It was a notable moment, the first time Celtic fans had been present at Hampden to see the boys claim one of Scotland's two main domestic trophies. But what is Celtic's overall penalty shootout record? Before penalties, football had different ways of settling tied games. In the earliest days, it was replays, which could go on for some time. The 1909 Scottish Cup final was abandoned because Celtic and Rangers fans rioted due to there being yet another draw. Other methods of settling games were tried too. Celtic have won and lost based on coin tosses or the number of corner kicks awarded. Some competitions drew lots, or even counted the number of bookings that had been given. Penalty shootouts were formally introduced to football in 1970. Clubs had complained that methods such as coin tosses were not an appropriate way to decide football matches, a sentiment Celtic shared even after beating Benfica this way in 1970. The new penalties weren't introduced in time for that year's World Cup, but did come in from the 1970-71 season. In European competition, Aberdeen were involved in the first penalty shootout. In September 1970, the Dons lost 5-4 to Honved in the Cup Winners' Cup. Celtic's first penalty shootout came in the following season, 1971-72, and it didn't end well. Playing in the European Cup semi-final, Celtic faced old foes Inter Milan, drawing 0-0 in Glasgow and Italy. Despite the second leg being at Celtic Park, the home side lost the shootout 5-4. Unfortunately for him, Dixie Deans entered Celtic's history books as the first Celtic player to miss a penalty in a shootout. This proved to be the decisive one as well, which led to Celtic's European exit. Celtic's first victory in a penalty shootout came versus Rangers. In the 1974 Drybrough Cup final, a 1970s pre-season tournament, Celtic and Rangers drew 2-2 at Hampden. The boys then won 4-2 on penalties. This was a remarkable season for Celtic in terms of Hampden finals. Celtic won the Drybrough Cup, the League Cup and the Scottish Cup, as well as drawing in the Glasgow Cup final. Paul Wilson achieved the particularly unique feat of scoring in all four of these finals. The Drybrough Cup was a short-lived tournament, not open to all clubs. In terms of official competitions, Celtic's first penalty victory happened in 1986. Playing in September in the League Cup, Celtic had a very hard-fought 1-1 draw with Aberdeen at Pittodrie. After this, the boys went through to the next round with a 4-2 penalties win. In fact, Celtic in the next round had the same experience, beating Motherwell in penalties in the semi, although ultimately the boys lost the final to Rangers. English clubs had been banned from Europe in the 1980s because of the Heysel Stadium disaster in 1985. So instead of this, a competition called the Dubai Cup was set up, bringing together the English and Scottish champions. Celtic twice faced Liverpool in these games, and both times the matches were settled by penalty kicks. The first of these, in 1986, saw a 1-1 draw with Celtic then losing on penalties. This was reversed in 1989. The boys and Anfield men again drew 1-1, although this time it was Celtic that won 4-2. In official competitions, the first Celtic final to be decided by penalties came in 1990. This was also the first ever Scottish Cup final to be settled in this way. Unfortunately for the boys, it wasn't a happy day. After a 0-0 draw in normal and extra time, Celtic won 9-8 on penalties. In fact, losing finals on penalty kicks was a bit of a 1990s habit for Celtic. As well as Aberdeen, Celtic lost the 1994 League Cup final to Raith Rovers. 2-2 draw after 120 minutes ended in a 5-6 penalty loss for Celtic, with Paul McStay being the unfortunate man for the boys. Celtic's bad luck when taking final penalties was replicated in their European experiences. It took them until their third attempt to win a penalty shootout in Europe. Celtic had lost to Inter Milan in 1972, and in 2001, the boys exited the UEFA Cup after losing 5-4 to Valencia. In 2007, though, it was a much better day. Following a 2-2 aggregate draw with Spartak Moscow in a Champions League qualifier, the boys won 4-3 on penalties. Arguably, Celtic's most dramatic penalty shootout came in 2009. Playing against Dundee United in the League Cup, Celtic eventually won 11-10 on penalties. There was a remarkable 24 kicks taken in the Marathon shootout, including both goalkeepers scoring. As a point of interest, Celtic's Artur Boric not only scored a great penalty, but so did Lukasz Soluska, who later went on to sign for Celtic. And in fact, the Dundee United player who missed the decisive penalty was Willow Flood, who also later came to the boys. Finals and penalties were never a great combination for Celtic, but that has changed in recent times. The first time the boys celebrated an official final penalty shootout was 2020. As COVID locked down the country, the 2019-20 Scottish Cup final was delayed until December 2020, though fans still could not attend. Celtic drew an exciting game 3-3 with Hearts, and then won 4-3 on penalties to seal a quadruple treble. The first time Celtic had a penalty shootout with the new Rangers came in 2016. Celtic lost 5-4 in the Scottish Cup semi, and ultimately this signalled the end of Ronnie Dyla's time at Parkhead. However, it is worth asking who really lost that match with the Ibrox men. This defeat led to the boys appointing Brendan Rodgers, and of course he went on to win an Invincibles treble in his first season. And at the same time, the final saw Hibs defeat Rangers 3-2. In total, Celtic's men's first team has been involved in 20 penalty shootouts, winning 11 and losing 9 of these. But if you only count official competitions, meaning excluding the Drybera Cup and Dubai Cup, the record reads 8 wins and 9 losses out of 17 games. The boys' worst run on penalties came in the 1990s and early 2000s. Celtic lost 4 consecutive shootouts between 1990 and 2001, including 2 finals. It meant they actually went 13 years without a penalties victory. At present, the Hoops are on their best ever run when it comes to taking penalties. They have won the past 3 shootouts, the 2020 Scottish Cup final, the 2024 Scottish Cup semi, and of course, the 2024 League Cup final. In fact, the League Cup has been the competition in which Celtic have most often taken part in penalty kicks. Of Celtic's 17 penalty shootouts in official matches, 10 have been in the League Cup. This includes 6 Celtic wins and 4 losses. But of course, the most important of these, for now at least, came in the 2024 League Cup final. It was nerve-wracking at times, but what a great day. If you want to learn more about Celtic's history, you can attend 3 Celtic history walking tours all around Glasgow. To find out more, visit celticwalkingtours.wordpress.com for more information, or you can follow Hail Hail History on Twitter X and on Blue Sky.